T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Joe, we're heading out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline because joining the show right now is Radio.com NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lockenfora on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts. Baldy, welcome to the offseason of the quarterback. I think you need to do a Baldy's Breakdown on just what's going on with the quarterback this offseason.
I've started it. I mean, you have to. I mean, there's a lot of intriguing, you know, candidates, obviously, starting with Trevor. But, you know, Zach Wilson's got a crazy good-looking release, and Justin Fields can kind of do it all. And, you know, Trey Lance, I mean, there's Mac Jones. I mean, there's five of them that could easily go in the first round. So that's kind of where this whole draft starts, to be honest with you.
Baldy, we got that other thing out there with and it's that's all we've been doing. It's Deshaun Watson and what's going to happen, or are we going with two and build around him? You think there's a chance Deshaun Watson's going to be out of there with what's going on with the franchise being a little dysfunctional and he wants out even though he just signed this big fat contract?
Well, you know, look, if I'm the new general manager, Nick Caserio, I mean, I'm taking a phone call. I mean, if the Dolphins or the Jets or, you know, somebody is interested in Deshaun Watson, I want to listen. I think you have to, because I think Deshaun Watson, look, the only leverage a player ever has, Joe, and you know this, is to withhold their services. If they don't like what they are getting, if they want a change, I mean, it's always been like that. Withhold your services and see, you know, and not just hold the team ransom, but call their bluff. And just see just how committed they are. You know, if I'm Nick Caserio right now, if I'm David Culley, the new head coach, I'm a little concerned. I mean, the offseason is going to fire up here in a month, you know, where you can start reporting. And Deshaun Watson's not going to be there. There's not going to be much of an offseason. But they got, you know, you got a month to do this right now, to field the inquiries and to see just what might be offered right now. And maybe you have a chance to really rebuild this thing from scratch the way the Dolphins did.
So, Baldy, let me just do a follow-up. Is there a point, because they're talking about this Panthers package I saw Peter King put together, and it literally, their team would be so much better with the young players they're throwing in and the draft picks. Like, does it get to a point where you go, nope, too expensive? Great player, franchise, I know there's a shortage of them, but you're asking for us, it's a team sport still, and we can't take care of our other problems. Does it ever get to that for a team?
It can. You know, the thing is that Deshaun is 25. He hasn't even really entered his prime. And he's everything that you want at that position. Yep. And we know that you're not going anywhere until you fix that position. And he's a guy that can fix it. And then you got to suck it up after that and probably – you know, start building. The day he enters your facility, whether it's Houston, Miami, the Jets, wherever, Carolina, I mean, you just start building around him. And you just start, you know, surrounding him with elite players as quickly as you can. And that's the blueprint. It's just simply the blueprint at this point.
Brian, the other quarterback that's kind of his name has popped up, and I don't know if he'll be moved or not, but what's Russell Wilson worth to a team right now if Deshaun Watson's worth about 9 players and 20 draft picks? What would Russell Wilson be worth to a team that is kind of on the brink of the Super Bowl or needs a quarterback to get there? What would he be worth to you?
I mean, everything that Deshaun is. I mean, he's started every single game for 9 straight years. He's been a dynamic player and leader. He clearly has a different vision of what the offense should be in Seattle than what Pete Carroll has, and there's a gap there between how he wants to play the game. And so I think that you have to make that phone call to John Schneider and to Pete Carroll and just see what the asking price is. But you get, if the New Orleans Saints are interested, I don't know. If they are, let's just say, what's the asking price? And then you decide, is it too big of a price? But you have to have these conversations right now. You got about a month to have them before, you know, people start moving on to these 5 quarterbacks at the top of the draft.
Baldy, you ready for a little offensive line? That's another reason I've just been going through all this stuff, and I figured you're the guy to go to. Ted Karras, free agent. Do we sign him or do we look? I don't know how you feel about Nick Martin with the Texans or Corey, was it Lingley with?
Yeah, Lingley. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you do at center?
I think anytime you can upgrade, Joe, you upgrade. Ted Karras is a good player for him this year. But if you think that there's a player out there, you know, whether it's Martin or, you know, whoever you think it might be, or even in the draft, then you upgrade it. I mean, that's just where they're at right now, you know, position by position, including the quarterback. Like, if you can upgrade the position and become better at those positions, then that's what you have to do.
How'd you like Ted Karras last year? He was really good with this group, yeah.
You know, I mean, look, he's working with the rookie guard next to him.
Right.
You know, with a new guard to the left of him. You know, and so the center is really only as good as the guards around him and how you kind of function together. And so you got 2 new players around you and a new offense, new offensive coordinator, change of quarterbacks. I mean, it's not a stable position. It's not like Ryan Jensen in there at center for Tampa this year with Brady and an Ali Marpet.
Yeah, wow.
You know, I mean, you know, he had stability there. You know, Ted has got a – you know, you're making the line calls. You're changing quarterbacks in and out of the lineup the second half of the season. You know, you got rookies and new guys next to you. I think it's a challenge for anybody playing that position.
Can I? I was just going to do a follow up here with the 3 rookie offensive linemen. I've been telling everybody they're going to get a lot better in year 2. Is that the case? Do you believe that Hunt and Jackson
Kinley,
thank you for knowing the team better than me. You think all those guys get better in year 2?
I do. I liked all of them at some point or another. I think Kinley was the more solid player of all 3. Obviously, Jackson missed time at left tackle. But I do believe they're all going to get better. I really do. And I think, you just got to decide, you know, where Robert Hunt's going to play. Is he going to be a guard or is he going to be a tackle? But I do think all of them can play. I think all of them show that they can play. There's some limitations, you know, pass protection-wise. But, you know, I think they need an off-season. I think they need an off-season that they didn't have a year ago. That's when most players make their biggest jump between the first and second year. They kind of saw the rotation. They saw the lineups in a lot of places this year. You know, now you go back, you study your film, you see your weaknesses, you get out there on the field, you start working, you go to a training camp, you get some preseason games under your belt, and you should be ready to go. Those 3 guys should all be starters this year, Joe, and they should be better players this year than last year.
All right, Baldy, so I'm going to piggyback on that. With that said, and the 3 rookies and the possibility of Ted Karras are upgrading there, Ereck Flowers coming back, Jesse Davis is your utility guy. First 2 picks in the draft were just made, both quarterbacks. Do you take the wide receiver that you might need here, or do you take the Oregon left tackle to solidify the offensive line? I think that I'm against doing that, but I need to know what an offensive lineman like you thinks. Do you need another guy like that, and is this guy really the next coming of the left tackle, a great player?
I don't think he's Jonathan Ogden. You know, I mean, I know people say that. Well, he didn't play this year. You go back and watch him against Auburn. The first game of 2019, I watched it again last night. I mean, Derrick Brown had his way with him. You know, there's a couple. Marlon Davidson gave him some problems. I mean, he had problems in the game. I mean, he wasn't a dominant player. I mean, he shows flashes of doing things that not many guys can do, especially out in the perimeter. He moves really well, gets to second level well. But just balance, handling power, like real NFL-type power, like Derrick Brown-type power. I thought he struggled. I mean, if you ask me, Ja'Marr Chase is a better football player, than Penei Sewell. And so, you know, if the Dolphins are sitting there at three and the quarterbacks go, to me, the choice for the Dolphins, regardless of, and I like Mike Gesicki, but you can't discount Kyle Pitts. I mean, the guy is just, the guy can jump over the moon to go get the ball. Just the idea of a two tight end set, flexibility at that position. He can block. He's not a complete, it's not like he can't handle, guys on the perimeter. But to me, the decision is between Kyle Pitts and Ja'Marr Chase at this point.
Wow. That's an interesting one. Well, Baldy, just so you know, man, so I didn't just call you randomly, even though I always enjoy talking to you. I just want to know if my guys could get better from the jump from year one to year two, because usually those offensive linemen are like tough guys mentally, and, they don't get into funks. They want to get better, right? They're used to getting screamed at all the time.
Yeah, I mean, we sit in a dark room, Joe, all right? Like, and nobody ever pays any attention to us until we screw up.
And, it's a tough way to go through life, man. You're right.
And, everything rolls downhill right to the line. And so as soon as the offense goes backwards, it's always the offensive lines. I mean, that's our life, And so, we try to just kind of go unnoticed. And we know we have our – we never score a touchdown. We never get celebrated. We find our own little ways to kind of have fun. And usually you do it as a group. Right. The tighter that group is, the better your team is. And so, to me, that's really the challenge of Brian Flores, is to make that the strength of this football team right now. And you got three young guys, I think, that got a chance, to be good players. And then it's a question of just getting united and getting tight and getting close. And hopefully the quarterbacks walks onto the practice field with them every day and they become his best friend. And when that happens, you got to the way we saw Brady do that, the way we always see Brady do that. That's what you're looking for right now.
So I was watching NFL Network. Those guys are all over the board on Tua. Some listened last night, and they're saying, hey, got to give him a chance. This thing about that all these first-round quarterbacks are going to be like good day one, it's only happened to a couple of guys. What are your thoughts on Tua?
I like Tua. I mean, I want to see him with an offseason, Joe. I mean, Dan Marino, look, I'm not comparing him to anybody to Dan. But, I mean, he didn't start his rookie year, and then second year he just flourished, and set NFL records for touchdowns. But I want to see him, with it being his team and take charge in the offseason and just fine-tune all the little things that he's got to do in an offense. Yeah. And I think he deserves that chance. I know what kind of person he is. I know what kind of character he has. Like, he's got all those things in spades. I want to see him grow with this team. And I'm not down on Tua at all. I think the guy's a worker. I think he's fundamentally sound. Everybody would like to have a guy who's taller. I don't know. That's a factor for some people. But other than that, the hip, was fine. The injuries were fine. I just think, he needs an off season right now to grow with the team.
Baldy, always great having you, man. Thank you. Thanks for finding
some
time. You made me feel better. Thanks, Baldy.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Radio.com. NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are brought to you by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You can also hear Brian with Jason Lock and Fora on Baldy's Breakdowns. With new episodes out twice a week. Just search Baldy wherever you find podcasts.
I just want to say one thing because somebody's going to call us out. Marino is really good in year one. He did start year one about four or five games, and
right. He
was really friggin' good. Everybody went, holy crap, we got the guy! Let's go to break!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.